But what about supplements? This is the question that, as a sports dietitian, I've been asked so many times over the years. And while supplements, well, literally in the name, supplementary, they are to be supplemented on top of your normal diet, the reality is that there are supplements that are actually effective and be shown to be helpful. And in the specific realm of muscle building and recovery, there are some supplements that can be potentially useful if you've already started working on the other aspects of your nutrition and your training and your recovery. So what kind of supplements could you maybe consider? Well, that's what today's episode's about. I'm going to be sharing with you about five supplements that could potentially be a useful thing to consider going forward, or things that might be able to help you down the track. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking supplements for muscle building and recovery potential. These are supplements that, look, I'm not recommending you do a supplement just for a podcast like this. I don't know your situation. I don't know what you're working on. I don't know your history. But I hope this episode serves as a bit of an educational tool on what kind of supplements have been shown to potentially be effective in this realm. And also what maybe you can consider down the line or with some specific consideration to your nutrition. There's supplements that have, you know, been shown in the research to be effective when used in the right context and in the right way, for the right person. And there are also ones that specifically the benefits that have been attributed to these supplements can be harnessed by you if you are trying to specifically focus on getting them to help you with potentially building muscle and strength, and maybe a little bit in recovery. But it's going to be more so the former than the latter, though there is some tiptoeing around the line for both of those areas. So let's get right into it. So what's the first supplement? Number one is creatine monohydrate. So you probably heard about creatine. There's maybe a chance you've been taking creatine or have taken it in the past. And the reality is that creatine is one of the most heavily researched supplements out there. And the research has given it a stamp of approval in the sense of it has been shown that it can have a good effect for people. It has been shown to be generally safe. It's been shown to be a potential performance-enhancing supplement in a sense as well. But in terms of just the realm of building strength and muscle, it has been directly attributed to that and with some solid evidence to back it up. So with creatine, I'm going to just keep it very simple layman's with a lot of these descriptions today. But with creatine, essentially it's going to help you, output more energy and power. It's going to help you train better, help you train stronger. And because it can help you train better and stronger and longer and with more power output, you're able to actually hit those kind of that training level that you need for hypertrophy. And therefore, it kind of directly but indirectly helps with the muscle building side of things. It's not a classic case of where creatine causes your muscles to, in itself, to become bigger. It's more so that creatine can help you train in a more optimized way because you're able to, push out more power. You're able to reach those performance levels and therefore train harder and longer. Because you can train harder and longer, as long as the other sides of the equation with the nutrition side of things, the fueling directly side of things, as long as that's where it needs to be, then you're going to hopefully see some muscle building from that and more optimized levels beyond what you would otherwise without creatine. So creatine is one that can be quite helpful for someone. And, I don't have all my clients on it, but I have gotten a lot of clients on creatine before using the right way for the right purpose, as I keep saying, to help get them those extra little miles on top of their muscle building potential. You know what I mean? So yeah, creatine. And if you're going to go for creatine, creatine monohydrate is the only one you really want to consider. It's the most It's the cheapest, the one that's most well researched, and it's perfectly bioavailable compared to other sources as well. So creatine monohydrate, that's the one you'll be needing to consider. So that's number one. Number two is protein powder. I know, bit of a cop-out one because it's kind of obvious, but look, the reality is it's a supplement and it can be directly helpful for building muscle and helping with recovery, for the simple fact that protein powder is simply just food in powderized form, in the form of protein. There's all different types of protein powder. I usually recommend whey protein. It's quite, you know, it's quite a high quality protein. It's easily available, tastes the best, generally speaking, and all that sort of jazz. Now, obviously, if you don't eat dairy-based or you don't eat animal-based foods, let's say you're vegan or whatnot, then there are other options out there for you. And, you know, soy-based can be good for a complete base protein, but, you know, there are other options there. But whey is the one I'll focus on. So whey protein essentially is like, you know, whey protein powder, I should say, is the supplementary form of whey, which is what's found in like milk and that. Okay, it's like when you separate all the milk and that. And it's quite a bioavailable and effective way to get protein in. And hence, because of that, because muscle building requires an influx of adequate protein and protein ideally distributed in the right way, you're going to help kind of feed your muscles so that you can adapt from the stimulus that was the exercise and grow from there. And in the same realm, when you use that conjunction, it's kind of a recovery food because you're recovering your muscles after that stimulus from the exercise, after breaking the muscles down a bit, so that your muscles can then adapt and grow. So it kind of works kind of two birds with one stone because they kind of are used functionally in a very similar way, because protein is used there to build up muscles through recovery processes, and that's the way you typically will use a protein powder, as well as, you know, adding it to things, fortifying foods, and bumping up your protein in total, regardless of if it's right after exercise or not. So making sure that you kind of hit the main thing, which is the total protein being adequate. So yeah, protein powder can be helpful there. Now, the next one I want to share is beta-alanine. So beta-alanine has been a one that's been emerging over the years more and more, and evidence has been showing more and more how it can be, you know, effective and how it can help with exercise performance. So beta-alanine is another one where it can help you with the reducing muscle fatigue. Therefore, you can train harder, train for longer. You know, it can help you just with terms of like an output and performance in terms of muscularity. And because of that, because the beta-alanine can help you from just an exercise point of view and kind of with exercise performance per se, and by reducing fatigue and in a sense, by doing that, increasing total training load, you're able to hit potentially those hypertrophy training levels and adaptations that you need to build muscle. So that's why beta-alanine can help in that sense. You know, there are other obviously benefits in that, you know, and the way it works is that it increases your muscle carnosine levels. And because you increase your carnosine levels, that can help with all these things, you know, reducing fatigue and increasing output and all this sort of stuff. So that's where beta-alanine kind of comes into play. Now, it's one where it's just in terms of like the evidence, there is strong evidence to support it. That's not in question of that. But for example, you wouldn't want to be worrying about beta-alanine, for example, if you're not even hitting your protein requirements. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of like caveats that you want to be considering, you know, the hierarchy, so to speak. The protein does kind of go beyond that. And, you know, and even creatine potentially could be maybe even more effective before you even focus on beta-alanine. But look, it's not an exact thing and I don't know your situation. Just, yeah, keep in mind that it's a supplement that could help, and it helps in that capacity by helping you with your exercise training. And because of that, it can help with hitting that stimulus that you need. Because remember, for muscle building to occur, the stimulus needs to be the right level of stimulus. Okay, so yeah, simple. Let's keep going. Number four is caffeine. Now, caffeine, I wasn't sure if I was going to include this one, but I decided to do it because with the pre-workouts being so popular, one of the main ingredients in pre-workouts that you can attribute to helping you with building muscle is the caffeine, because of these reasons right here. So caffeine acts as an ergogenic aid, and because of that, it aids you in helping reduce the perception of exertion and therefore increasing the time to exhaustion. Because of that, again, similar to some of the other ones we've mentioned today, it can help you train harder for longer. When you train harder for longer, you're more likely to hit the right stimulus level. By hitting the right stimulus level, you then just need to ensure that the food game is correct, and therefore that will help you put you into a position where you are building muscle more effectively. So it helps essentially your performance. And when you are performing at a high level, you are more likely to reach those levels of body composition goals you're trying to go for, because you're able to do the right things for the right reasons, for the right goals. So that's where caffeine comes into play. Okay, so pre-workouts or just caffeine by itself, it can help with performance in all other areas, not just, you know, hypertrophy training and gym training, but it is one that could potentially use for that, especially if you're noticing that your output is just not quite there, you're getting exhausted super easily. It can reduce that perception of exertion so you can train harder and longer. And then finally, number five. Now, number five is more along the realms of recovery rather than direct muscle building potential kind of infusion in a sense. And that's curcumin. So the active compound you find in like turmeric. So curcumin supplements have become even more popular over the years, and they're rising in popularity with more and more evidence to support it. It's very much a watch this space in a sense. Compared to the other supplements that I've talked about today, it's not as conclusive, but there's still some strong, healthy evidence coming about, and it's a very interesting one to watch. So it's one that I just wanted to kind of highlight to you to kind of keep your eye on and maybe consider in the future, especially if, like, you know, if you're working alongside a dietitian, so I can make sure it's the right thing for you. And of course, with any of these supplements, always check with your doctor before you start any new supplement regimen. That's something that's a given, but you got to obviously got to remind you about that as well. But curcumin can help with, you know, reducing the inflammation, helping reduce, you know, any pain, helping reduce any kind of damage, quote unquote, from like exercise and that, to help you recover more effectively. So it's kind of used in the sense, in a way, to help your body build itself up and reduce any unnecessary kind of, you know, damage and oxidations and stuff like that. So curcumin can help with that side of things. And as I said, there is growing evidence for it, but it still is a watch this space, but it's worth considering. You just got to understand that curcumin needs to be in the right forms, so not just basic curcumin. It has to be with something like piperine or in, you know, some kind of other kind of combination. There's all these different ones that you can go for, because it's not well absorbed. Curcumin is not well absorbed, so it has to be, the actual supplement has to be in conjunction with something else added to it to help with absorption. So keep that in mind as well. But yeah, curcumin is one that I'm really fond of looking at how it goes, and we started, you know, trialing it with clients and that sort of thing, because some people have seen the positive impacts of it, which is awesome. But again, we still got to watch the space and see what more and more evidence emerges, what it's showing. But it's definitely one to kind of keep an eye on and consider, because it can potentially have some good effects when it comes to helping you in a recovery process and getting you back to where you need to be. So yeah, just throw that one in there. To make it a number five, list of five. So yeah, that's the supplements I wanted to share with you today. Again, it's not an exhaustive list. I'm sure there's other supplements we could have discussed today. I just wanted to cover the main ones that are on my forefront and give you the insight there. So, you know, the creatine, protein, beta-alanine, caffeine, and curcumin. So hope that helps give you some insight. And again, as always, if you wanted to discuss supplements and get that done in the right way, I always do encourage you to work with a sports dietitian, such as myself. So if that is of interest to you, please consider reaching out and we can have a chat and see what we can do for you from a coaching service point of view. Always happy to look at how I can help more people such as yourself. But yeah, other than that, until next time, talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials, where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.